Good morning. The time right now is 8:13. It is 55 degrees outside. Our guests today, Cobeth Barone and Nathan Reed from Community Care of Rutherford County. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. The sun's out.
It's beautiful out there, isn't it?
Thank you for having us here this morning.
Well, tell us, first of all, what is Community Care of Rutherford County?
It is our health care, and we like to think of it as a home. You know, we're trying to change the perception of nursing homes, but it is a health care. It's county run, and so that's where it gets of Rutherford County. It is a nonprofit nursing home. And we just feel like that we're on the cutting edge of the way the nursing homes are going to start turning, you know, into this beautiful home-like picture rather than, you know, well, first of all, I'll go ahead and do this now because I hadn't planned to do it until later, but let me play a word association game with you.
Sure.
And all your listeners out there, when I say this word, you tell me the first things that come to your mind. Nursing home.
Elderly.
The elderly,
yeah. That's the first thing that would come to my mind.
And that's probably putting it pretty nice, isn't it? Because when you hear a lot of people, when they, you know, their worst fear, they say, is to go to a nursing home. You know, they feel like their life's over. But if you would not consider a nursing home with hog calling contest. After Christmas, we held a throw the dreaded fruitcake contest. Meals on Wheels they participate in. And we even have a resident who helps mow the grass with a riding lawnmower at our nursing home. We've taken them trips to Florida. Mm-hmm. One trip, actually. Don't want to go overboard here. We've had camping, fishing, weekend outings for them. Train rides, who have never been on a train when they were not in a nursing home.
Well, now the train goes right past there on County Farm Road.
So we could hop at any time, couldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the wrong kind of train to hop on.
Yeah,
for that one.
Yeah, we try and stay away from that train. but right now, that's what we're here for mainly this morning, is to talk about hot air balloons. Who would associate nursing homes with going up in a hot air tethered balloon ride?
We had a resident who had this big wish, and one thing that Cobeth is really good at is going around once a month for our newsletter, and we have a thing called a roving reporter, and we have a theme question, and we ask, you know, all our residents, we ask staff, we ask family members, you know, volunteers, I mean, everybody who comes in and out of community care. And I think the question was worded something like, are you a risk taker? You know, what's the wildest thing you've ever done? I mean, you could imagine these stories, you know, that folks have to say. And you know, there were cross-country motorcycle rides. And, you know, we had one lady, I don't think it was an answer, but she drove this big car across a frozen lake one time when she was little. I mean, really wild stuff. We had one lady who said, I'd really like to go up in a hot air balloon. This was her idea. We said, well, that's an awfully curious thing to take on. So we took it on, and it's definitely going to happen. Actually, next week, you know, May 17th at 5:00, we're going to have tethered hot air balloon rides for our residents, and it's open to the entire community.
Interesting.
It's a really cool thing.
And in fact, because it is very expensive, we did bring it before the whole staff, you know, at our staff meeting where everybody came in there, and we presented the idea, and we knew that we were going to have a long road with fundraisers and stuff, and we would need everybody's participation. And we presented the idea and the wish of our resident, and we said, do you think we can make this happen? And in a resounding, they said, yes, 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 you know, and they have broken their backs, you know, making lunches and making breakfasts and crafts. They've made crafts and sold them, and I don't know what all they've done.
Our residents have really pulled together to make this happen, too. It's, you know, it wasn't that, you know, this would be fun for us as staff. You know, this was a resident-driven, you know, dream, you know, and the lady who spawned this, you know, she's raised, I mean, I don't know how much, I mean, she's so driven, but the idea really, I mean, balloons are fun, but the idea is to show the community and even show ourselves as staff members that, there's more to being old, you know, quote unquote old, than just sitting in a, you know, in a long-term care facility and watching the days go by. There's so much more that folks can give, you know, even in that age. And, you know, just because you're 90 years old doesn't mean you can't go up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
You just have to figure out how we can do this, you know, safely and, you know, appropriately. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a really good time. It's a big culture change. That's what we really try to focus on is changing things. It doesn't have to be done the way it's always been done. We can do things differently.
We can. Our administration is big on thinking out of the box, because we do tend to think of things the way you've always been brought up thinking of things.
Sure.
And he's really encouraged us to think out of the box and that anything's possible. Anything's possible if they want it. And all, you know, only thing that limits us is ourselves, really, you know. So, and I was just sitting out there in your waiting room, and on the commercial it says something about the young people are our future, and I thought, but that can change even. They are our future, but elderly still have the elders still have a lot of life left to live, and that's the side we're kicking in on. You know, we want to see them still, not, you know, dealing with the loneliness and the boredom and the depression and stuff. We want to remove those as much as we can. You know.
And this balloon ride is a reminder that dreams don't die as you get older. I mean, this was some lady's dream who wanted to go up in a hot air balloon, and she's going to do it.
That's right. We've got about 9 residents or so who are just dead set on. I mean, no question, I want to go up in this balloon. I mean, it's 9 out of, you know, well over 100, but that's 9 people who can, you know, they can advocate for other folks in long-term care.
So how many people live at community care?
It's a 131 bed facility. Of course, that number fluctuates, you know, daily.
131. That's a big
131.
Place.
131.
Mm-hmm. It's sprawling. We have 22 acres. Mm-hmm. We got 22 acres, and we've got what, about 3. We got a butterfly garden that MTSU designed for us. That's just beautiful, with a rock waterfall and little bridge and raised flower beds and butterfly houses on the tree trunks.
The butterfly garden, I guess some people might say, butterfly garden, what is that? You've got herb garden, you've got vegetable garden, you've got all those kinds of gardens. But a butterfly garden, it's designed specifically, you know, the plants and things that are in there to attract butterflies. They come, I mean, all kinds, big kinds, you know, and it's a really comfortable place. You know, we're right in the middle of the country. You know, like you said, we've got the train that goes by, and we've got all this land.
And the boonies.
And the boonies, yeah, I guess. But it's a really comfortable place for residents to be able to go, you know, with their families, or, you know, we have activities out there. It's just, it's
the
cozy.
Garden. Tell them about our vegetable garden. How about how big
we
is
have
it?
It's about 1 acre vegetable garden.
That's a big garden.
It is a big garden. You know, we use that food, you know, the snap beans and things, you know, a lot of
the residents.
The residents do it.
Snap
right.
beans. Like,
you know, a lot of these things that they did when they were little kids that, you know, a lot of people don't do now, especially a lot of younger people. I mean, I'm young, but I did it, you know, I'm young. You know, it's trying to, you know, how can we do what they used to do? You know, gardening was a big thing, and farming.
So you're bringing back memories.
Bringing back memories, you know, giving this a purpose that, you know, some folks come in, you know, and they're like, you know, this is terrible. You know, it's the county farm, which is really what this originated. Nursing, Rutherford County Nursing Home was the county farm, you know, the poorhouse, and it kind of has a stigma about it.
How long has it been there?
Since I was reading the book last night, I think it really got to going in 1895.
Really?
And it, you know,
the late 1890s,
right.
Somewhere in there is when it started.
You know, and it started out, it was the poorhouse, the workhouse. There was an insane asylum there. And all in all, in reading this, it was, you know, what really pushes me personally, and I think a lot of other people that we work with, is that, you know, we know this history, and some people still think of nursing homes that way. It's a place to go, and that's it. you know, it's a staging platform. It's my dear friend Pam Jackson. I'll never forget it, and she knows this. She said, you know, nursing homes don't have to be the staging platform for a funeral home. You know, it's a place where you could still, you know, have your quality, have your life to live. You know,
it's not the end of the line.
It's not the end of the line.
For fun, excitement, adventure, you know. That's
But it started out, I guess, that way years ago in the 1800s and 1900s.
It was, you know, it was the place where they had prisoners there, the elderly.
Actually, the excuse me, Nathan, mm-hmm. but the Nathan and I were talking about out there, too. We call them residents, and I guess some people before us called them patients.
Patients.
But back
right.
then, they were called inmates.
Uh-huh. Really? The elderly were called inmates?
Where they were called inmates, and that was uh-huh. before they started bringing in prisoners.
Wow. So. There's a lot of history out there. I was not aware that it was there for so long. Obviously, a new building, but right. I was not aware that it was that old.
The actual original superintendent's house is still there and functions. You know, we have a family who lives in there.
Where is that house? It's, if you're looking at the property,
It's around back.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I've never noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you don't really see it as you drive down the slab road there, whatever that's called.
No. You drive in, it's at around back, right beside where Generations Connected is. We actually have a child care facility there as well,
huh.
which is also a really cool thing because residents and children can act and conversate and grow together.
Yeah. We have residents that go over there on a daily basis and read to the children, and the children come to our, you know, to the nursing home mm-hmm. part and to interact with them. It's just fun to see them cuddled up in the arms of a resident. You just see the resident looking down, beaming with that love that's so natural for them. You know, it brings back, again, all those feelings of when they were raising their children and grandchildren. And it's just sweet, mm-hmm. sweet to see.
It sounds like your activities really set you apart from other places. What else kind of sets you apart?
Well, that's a good question.
I think there's an honest overall, you know, love for our residents who we work. I think we work with them. I mean, we do work for them in a sense, but we do work together. You know, like with the balloon thing. You know, the residents raise part of this money as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we plan events together. You know, I think it's.
I got to just throw in Hazel and Tiny's names because there are a couple of our residents that worked hard right. on their own fundraisers. One of our residents is getting into horticulture, and he's always raising plants and starting roots and getting them going and passing them out to other people. And I would just like, Nathan was just tickling me to death with his story of our most recent thing that we did with the resident. So tell him about yesterday.
I guess, I mean, there are so many things I sincerely believe that sets us apart. I mean, I think there's an overall mentality that we can do these things and we're not afraid to do them. Some of it is really shocking. We're not afraid to take risk. It's difficult at times, sure, you know, it's hard.
When we went to Florida, a lot of people thought we were crazy when we took residents to Florida.
I still think it was crazy, but
what part of Florida did y'all go to?
I think we went to Disney.
Wow, how many residents went?
Five, I think is what it was.
Pretty neat.
Pretty cool. Actually, yesterday, or earlier this week on Monday, you know, because Monday mornings can be kind of rough sometimes. We all know that, right? Not this Monday, we had a staff member who went to the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, and we actually had a lady who worked there for 12 years, and there was this big exhibit for I'm going to butcher this name, but it's Werner von Braun. He was a German scientist who started this whole thing. And the test and the rockets and the whole program down there. And she worked for him for 12 years. And it was the 100-year celebration of him. He would have turned 100 on March 23rd. And we said, well, we've got to take her. I mean, I was so driven. It's like, this lady needs to go and see, you know, some of these, you know, things that she saw, you know, and her remember it like it was when she was there, not, you know, the touristy thing, you know, the pictures and the gift shops, and which is all great, but how she remembered it. So we ended up taking her down there. She's 90 years old, could remember a majority of the names, the faces, the title of senators, scientists, you know, engineers, the director's family. I mean, just a really, you know, beautiful experience for her, and it just, those kind of things, I think, is what sets us apart, that we would take the chance to drive all the way to Huntsville, Alabama, and stay there for a few hours and check all this stuff out and have her, you know, still be who she is. You know, it gives her a purpose to, you know, something to look forward to during the week. It's not like I get up and do breakfast and then I go watch television and then there's lunch. It's like I'm going to Alabama to see like this big part of American history that I was a part of, and I can share this with people. It's about, you know, developing relationships with folks and bridging the gap between younger people and older people, and sometimes even older people with older people. You know, we have so many different kinds of people there, and it's just, you know, it's not like walking into work every morning. It's like walking into a huge house with like tremendous amounts of family.
You know, people, the biggest question or comment that I get, which tends to aggravate me, but yet I understand where they're coming from too, is how it takes a special person, you know, to work at a healthcare place. And let me tell you, it's the most, I've been doing it about 21 years, and we're both in activities, and I love my job. I get up in the morning looking forward to seeing my extended family at community care. And where else can you go to work and be hugged on every day, told how much they love you, and kissed? I mean, what other job can you say has that, where you have an extended family, and yet you get paid for doing those things? I mean, I love the work, and the residents make it. I mean, they bring richness to our life. We like to think we help them, but really they bring their, and they all have a story to tell, their history. That's something else. When Nathan took Evelyn to where she used to work, that helps us get to know what they were like when they were out in the community, and that just kind of gives us the fuller picture of each of our residents, you know, and helps us too with them, I think.
Our guests this morning are Cobeth Barone and Nathan Reed from Community Care of Rutherford County. Right now the time is 8:31. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back. Again, you're listening to WGNS, and the time is 8:31. Temperature outside now holding at 53 degrees.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. When you need to feed many in a hurry, get pans to go from Demas Restaurant.
At lunchtime, we see a lot of office get-togethers.
Peter Demas at Demas Restaurant.
They'll take advantage of it.
Pans to go.
Recently, I was in Nashville and helped out with a pans to go as much as I could, and I had to hurry off to a meeting, and I got to the meeting and realized that when I walked out and saw what they were serving, it was the pans to go that I had prepared.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Here at Animal City, we are your flea and tick headquarters. We carry a wide variety of products to suit every pet and every budget. Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come in and visit my family. And this is often the time of year where pets suffer from skin conditions like hot spots and skin allergies. We carry a full line of products to help make them feel better fast. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling alley.
Sunny skies are the forecast. Area highs will climb into the upper 70s. We'll have a light east wind. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low 57. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 59.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. We have traffic easing a bit in Murfreesboro around the junction there, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Also traffic easing a bit on Broad at Memorial, Broad at Church, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin. We've also got a good deal of congestion, though, still I-24 westbound around the Bell Road exit. Also an accident, I-24 at Murfreesboro Pike. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, for fast, friendly, and professional service. Give them a call at 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Did you get a sad face after your emissions test?
Come by Todd's Complete Auto Care and we'll get your car to pass and put a smile on your face.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care Center. We'll even take it through emissions for you.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Right now the time is 8:34. You're listening to WGNS. Our guests today, Cobeth Barone and Nathan Reed from Community Care of Rutherford County. Today's show is brought to you in part by Repels All Animal Repellents. Is your yard and landscape being destroyed by nuisance animals? If so, Bonide has the product to solve the problem. Repels All is an all-natural repellent that works on deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, and raccoons. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredients in Repels All use smell, taste, and irritation to keep the animals away. Unlike other repellents, Repels All has no unpleasant odor. Repels All is all natural, and it's a formula that can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Repels All is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Look for Repels All today at Co-op or visit Bonide.com to learn where you can buy Repels All. Right now the time is again 8:35. Temperature outside is now holding at 58 degrees. And again, our guests today, Cobeth Barone and Nathan Reed from Community Care of Rutherford County. Let's talk a little bit more about the history of community care. What did it used to be called?
It was the county farm,
poorhouse.
In reading it, it was. It seems like it just had so many different names, and it's kind of seemed like a multi-purpose kind of a place. You know, there were. There were actual prisoners there from the jail. There were the elderly. There were mentally disabled. It was just a little bit of everything. There was an insane asylum there.
And they were called the harmless lunatics.
The harmless
back
lunatics.
Back then, they weren't called the insane. The harmless lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cobeth, you were saying some of the inmates who were there, they were there on charges of what now?
For selling whiskey or carrying a pistol. Those rascals. And more serious, like assault and battery, too, though. Mm. So,
but they were living there with elderly. They were living there with those who are mentally mm-hmm. unstable. Mm-hmm. They all lived there together, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they actually might have had a workhouse. I believe, when my reading, I think the workhouse was mostly the prisoners. But I do think at one time, at different times, I think some of them were integrated with the regular
population.
That's a good word, population there. But here's, if you really would like some of the history, it says here in 1826, a public act was passed by the General Assembly in Tennessee that all counties in Tennessee would levy a tax for purchase of land and construction for dwellings for the county's poor. So this was kind of a statewide thing for each county to have taxes so they could erect these buildings. And they were just very simple, basic wooden buildings. In fact, the one that we had here for it was started out in Rucker County before it moved right to our location. But I think there was a couple fires over the years because what was the word they said that they had? There was
so it started out sort of like a government project housing complex
in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just it always seemed to me like a place where these normal, I guess, people in society, they would just kind of well, this is where you'll go now. Like, they didn't have a place.
Yeah.
And, like, the prisoners would, you know, bust up rocks and things to build. There was a particular road, you know, an access road to get down there and things like that. You know, they would work, you know, long hours mm-hmm. and things like that. I think Cobeth was saying earlier there were some fires there a lot.
I found here it's a stack, because they had a stacked chimney in those days. Uh-huh. And with the wooden building, I guess that always presented a fire hazard, and they did have a couple of fires there and also they had natural disasters like a tornado hit them in another period here too. And they had a pest house. And do you know what a pest house meant?
I have no clue.
I didn't either. You want to tell them what a pest house?
You got it.
A pest house evidently was, there must have been some serious epidemics during that time. And so they had several, you know, they had to build a separate housing, and they called it a pest house, which meant that people that came down with these diseases, this epidemic, would be put separately in the pest house.
Wow.
I mean, their terminology was interesting uh-huh. back then, you know.
That's amazing how things have changed over the years. It's hard to believe that actually used to uh-huh. used to happen.
And the mm-hmm. Depression, they also had great difficulty during the early 1930s when the Depression was kind of at its peak. It really, really hurt the Rucker County poorhouse.
Wow. So, those are interesting statistics and information indeed. What does it take for someone to live at community care? What do you have to do to live there?
Different people come there for different reasons. You know, some folks, you know, they can't take care of themselves as well as they used to. Rehabilitation, you know, we have therapy department, which is fantastic.
Yeah, our rehab, now that's something that's changed. It's mm-hmm. every day of the week we have therapy for the, and a lot of people do come there for the rehab. Our rehab program is great, and most of them do get to return home, so mm-hmm. that's
you know, people come for different reasons, you know, everybody has their own little thing that they've got going on, and might have a surgery. They come for a couple of weeks and then go home. There's a lot of interesting stories, you know, of when you really get down and start talking to residents, you know, younger and older. They're there for different reasons.
What are some of the stories you've heard over the years?
Oh, me. Miss Monroe, the lady who we took to Huntsville, you know, she's a 100%, you know, German, and her story is just amazing. You should come down and just speak with her sometime. Would be a really good way to. I mean, I could talk for an hour on her story.
She felt like she escaped from Germany to come here, and you know, just has no.
You know, and a 90-year-old lady who grows up in the time when Hitler comes to power is a really terrifying thing.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was kind of the beginning, and you know, coming into.
So she moved to the United States during the Holocaust.
Uh huh. And you know, lived a really, really interesting life. You know, obviously gets to work at, you know, for NASA scientists and things for 12 years. You know, the interesting part is that we talked earlier about what do you think about when you think of nursing home? And you said the elderly, which is true. It is very true. Nursing homes do typically have older folks there, but we have folks there who are anywhere from my age up to 100.
Right now you do.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing a younger
That's the other thing that kind of makes us stand out, I think, is that it's, when people come in, there are folks there who aren't as gray-headed and as wrinkled as you would expect them to be. There are folks there who are my parents' age, who are, you know, in their 50s and early 60s.
And we're this is causing us to have to think our activities a little differently too, isn't it, Nathan? Because
I call my parents up all the time and I said, I'm struggling. Like, what can I do? What would you like to do? You know, these are people, younger people who grew up during, you know, civil rights, you know, segregation, Vietnam, you know, the whole hippie movement and all that cool stuff, that just they don't like to sit still. And it is very challenging, you know, and folks like that have different reasons for being there. I would encourage you to come out and come and speak with us, some of those, and just see it firsthand, you know, hear it from their mouths. And I think it would be really cool.
And we are getting into Wii bowling and computers and Skype.
Right.
I mean, this is the new world out there.
Do you have to be a Rutherford County resident to live there?
No, that you don't. We've had people that have come from other states. Of course, there are things that, you know, appropriate, you know, processes that you have to go to get that, you know, coordinated correctly, but that does happen.
And we're constantly evolving because now, how many feet? I saw somewhere how many feet we are now.
We're 63,000 square feet, and we're in the middle of a construction project. We knocked down all the oldest wings and putting up three individual cottages, if you will.
Now, when you say the oldest wings, how old were those wings that you just destroyed?
I think in the 60s. I think they were built in the 60s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were probably, I mean, you could stand right in the middle of the room and easily stretch your arms out and be, you know, halfway over the bed on both sides. I mean, they're tiny, tiny rooms. Dorm rooms are terrible in college. These rooms are really, really small.
But the rooms now are much larger.
They're much larger. You know, they're much more comfortable, I think. I mean, it's still, you know, granted, it's not like home.
Yeah.
It's definitely not like being able to walk into your own bedroom.
That's the first thing we'll tell anybody. You know, we know we'll never replace home, but we're sure doggone trying hard to do close as we can. So.
These cottages, they'll be, you know, probably 15 to 20 individual rooms where they'll be, you know, their own private space that's more like a home. You know, we always say trying to steer away from the whole medical model.
The long hallways,
you know.
Just that institution feel. Yeah.
Medicine is great. Medicine's necessary. You know, you get a cut or a scrape or you get the flu, you know, you're going to need a little something to help you get through that. And that's all great. But really paying attention to, you know, the person. You share in a room with somebody, it kind of gets small sometimes. Mm-hmm. And this is a way to kind of alleviate some of that stress of not having your own privacy. Mm-hmm. Instead of a nurse's station, you know, that us against them kind of a feel. You know, there's this big barrier, and these ladies and men in these scrubs, you know, charting things and everything, and then you have to look over at the people on the other side, the residents on the other side. Instead of having that, we're really trying to go for this, like a kitchen feel, like a big island, like tabletop, to where you can come and go and around as you please. You know, if you want a cheeseburger at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can get that, and we can do that now. You know, we have a 24-hour kitchen that is well used.
When
they
want a snack, they can go.
We've really started with this change. But we're not quite there yet. You know, the key is to keep pushing and to keep thinking, you know, and communicate with our residents and our staff. And if someone has an idea, well, let's say, well, how can we do it? And, you know, a lot of times people are easy to jump to, well, we can't do that.
And you know what? We have a resident of the day each month, a staff person that we get our names drawn out, and they actually have to be a resident for the day. They can either be blind, you know, have something over their eyes where they can't see, or they're not allowed to speak, or they're not allowed to use certain side of their body, and they have to eat the pureed food. You know, we really want to try and get into their minds as much as we can. I know you still don't 100%, but to feel what they're feeling and eating and thinking and seeing and just, you know, so, and that's been very...
It's an eye-opener.
It is. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, we got a beautiful volunteers. And so anybody out here listening right now, God might be telling you to volunteer at community care. But we've got beautiful volunteers. In fact, many of our family members that their families have gone on to heaven, you know. Well, they still come back and volunteer because it's they get so attached to the other residents too that they don't want to let go of them, and it truly is a family that just kind of like that ripple effect that goes out there. And so I encourage anybody that if you feel like you got too many extra hours, we would love to have your help at community care. I think you'd really be blessed.
So what are some of the duties of volunteers out there?
I mean, anything, really. I mean, I know that's a general statement, but I mean, anything. If you can think it up, we can work together to try to make it happen. I mean, we have everything from MTSU interns, which are really considered volunteers. We work real closely with them. You know, family members, you know, put on these big things. You know, they bring cupcakes and punch and you know, do things like that. A lot of volunteers, you know, come out and help with the bigger events that we have.
Like the balloon event, I guess.
Right, right. You know, we have about 10 or 11 students and professors from MTSU, you know, coming out and helping us with this. Volunteers, they're, you know, are just our rock, you know. They're so dedicated. They do birthday parties. They do, you know, a lot of just one-on-one, you know, personal things, whether it would be just sitting down and talking, you know, just that exchange of experiences and, you know, developing this relationship. Or
they like to adopt a resident.
Right.
And write them notes, come out on their birthdays, bring little extra gifts, especially for those that don't have families. Mm-hmm. You know, they really like to have that special bond with somebody that really doesn't have anybody if they don't help out, you know.
The volunteers who come out at Christmas, and we have a hall of trees, and they decorate a tree, and we, you know, we have, you know, anywhere 15 to 20 Christmas trees, which is really cool. I mean, we typically only have one tree at our house, and, you know, we...
But you got 15 or 20.
We got 15 or 20 there. I mean, it's like, I want to live here, you know. I get to see 15, 20 Christmas trees, you know.
Some of our residents say that they get so tired, they stay so busy.
Yeah.
They said they don't do that at home. When they were home, they didn't stay
so
busy.
But. Some people just call up, you know, out of the blue and say, I heard about you, you know, somehow. Whatever, my aunt's son is so-and-so's grandson at community care, and he was talking about, just sounds really cool, and I wanted to know what, I want to be a part of this. I want to know what I can do to help out, you know, to do anything. A couple of weeks ago, we had a lady that called up, and she says, you're not going to believe this, but it's true. She says, I have UK Shetland ponies that I bring out to nursing homes. And we're like, okay, so we, you know, we'll get a group together and we'll go outside and you can pet the pony and feed him carrots and, you know, it'll be great. That's great. Let's do that. She said, no, we bring the pony inside.
We had a Shetland pony inside, walking our hallway.
And she puts, if you ever heard of the little Buddy Bear shoes?
No, I've not heard of those.
They look, you remember My Buddy?
Yeah.
Way back when? They're kind of like that, but they have soles on them. She cuts the back out of it and puts Velcro on. She puts actual tennis shoes on this pony so he or she can walk around inside and go in and out of rooms. I mean,
what did patients say about that?
Oh, they thought it was great. They
loved it. The staff.
It's so bizarre. It's like
they look up and here comes a pony walking towards.
You know, and it's just something. Those are the kind of things that volunteer. I mean, the volunteers call and do things like that, or they, you know, bring things in at Christmas time, or, you know, help out with, you know, big dinners, or just come in and hang out and talk.
Wow.
One of our biggest volunteers was a resident of ours, and he comes back weekly, a few times a week. So it's we have a definite variety of people who come out and help us out.
We're almost out of time, so sure. Let's tell us again about the hot air balloon rides.
Okay, we're going to have the tethered hot air balloons, and it's our we're making a wish come true for our residents at Community Care. We're at 901 East County Farm Road. It'll be the 17th, pray for perfect weather. Right now it's looking real good. 5 o'clock it's going to start, and we've got so much, so many people interested that we're paying for 3 hours of tethered rides now, so we can make sure we have plenty of time for our residents and for the staff and community that would like to do this. It's going to be $5 admission, and then for that $5 admission, you'll get live music. We have our band is supposed to be super. They're called Dirty Proper, and it's supposed to be, they're just supposed to be a really great band. We have Dr. George Smith and Al Knowles with their Tennessee barbecue. They're supposed to be well known for their barbecue meal, so we're going to have a Boston Butt barbecue meal for everybody. Petting Zoo will be there, and we're going to have ice cream, popcorn, and, you know, thanks to Pure Milk, I appreciate, their ice cream. And also, if you want to add $5 to your admission, you will get to have be entered in our raffle to actually participate in the balloon ride. It doesn't guarantee your ride, but it will guarantee a chance for a ride, because hopefully we'll have a good turnout, so I just think if...
And what is the date again?
It's May the 17th.
So next weekend.
Next Thursday.
Less
next
than
Thursday.
A week away. Next mm-hmm. Thursday evening. Because we know that a lot of people are graduating that weekend. So we moved it up to a weeknight then. Mm. And if you want... I just can't imagine standing underneath this big, gigantic, colorful hot air balloon and watching our residents as their face just is all aglow in amazement, going up, up, up and away.
Right.
We can't wait. And we think that even if you don't get to ride on the balloon, if your name's not called, it'll be a thrill to watch our residents have their wish come
true. Sounds fun. Our guests today have been Cobeth Barone and Nathan Reed from Community Care of Rutherford County, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful. We thank you because you've been a part of helping mm-hmm. our residents. Definitely. Right now.
Glad
this
to.
Morning. Thank you, Mark.
Right now that time is 8:55. You're listening to WGNS. It is now 60 degrees outside. You had one more thing to say.
Just one more thing for Nathan and me. And first of all you mothers out there, I thank you so much for being your loving, hardworking person that you are. And a special happy Mother's Day to my mother, Donna, and to Nathan's mother,
Ann.
We love y'all.
Thanks for joining us. So again, the time right now is 8:55. You're listening to WGNS. HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. We have traffic easing a bit in Murfreesboro around the junction there, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Also traffic easing a bit on Broad at Memorial, Broad at Church, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin. We've also got a good deal of congestion, though, still I-24 westbound around the Bell Road exit. Also an accident, I-24 at Murfreesboro Pike. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, for fast, friendly, and professional service. Give them a call at 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
That update brought to you by Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Bullfrog Marathon Mist, broad spectrum UVA and UVB protection that stays on during even the most vigorous activities. Bullfrog Sunscreen, engineered to stay put in and out of water. Use as directed, water resistant 80 minutes.